So 2 points to Rebecca. Richard, listen to this.
I'm now lost in the supermarket. I can no longer shop happily. I came in here for a special offer. Guaranteed personality.
Richard, who is leading the opposition to the idea that every little helps?
Oh, I think this is a reference to the protests about the supermarkets coming. There's one in Bristol, I think, that the Bristol people have thrown things at and scratched out Tesco's.
Somebody in particular who's leading...
I think David Miliband is leading something for once.
I love that you think it's David, because he's not in charge.
Oh,
but
the other one.
I don't know what Ed would think.
Oh, Ed Miliband, that's the one. Ed Miliband, the leader of the Labour Party, I understand, is going against the Tesco's locals and the Tesco's Express and the Sainsbury's locals. Because everyone obviously would prefer to have local corner shops and butchers. We all prefer those, but we all then go and shop in Tesco's and Sainsbury's.
It was extraordinary, the sort of rioting, wasn't it? It was nice to see a community joining together like that.
It's just Bristol. I think they might have just seen those mechanised tills and thought they were some kind of demon magic in there that you could be served by
ironic,
a personless till. It magically knows how much my food costs.
We've had a riot in Fortnum & Mason's, we've had a riot in Tesco's, we just need one in Lidl. We'll have a fully classless society.
I caused a bit of a stramash in the supermarket.
You caused a
stramash.
Excellent.
Is that not a stramash?
Uh-huh. Keep saying stramash to define stramash.
It's not good, essentially.
No. Brouhaha.
A brouhaha, exactly. It was a brouhaha for Radio 4.
Well done you for being ethnic.
Yes, isn't that lovely?
And may I say from all of us, welcome to our country.
Ed Miliband has spoken up against the Tescoisation of Britain, saying people should have more say over what happens on their high street. David Cameron has previously warned of Tescoisation, but has been quiet about it since coming into power, as George Osborne hopes to build up enough club card points to pay off the deficit. Mr. Miliband's comments about Tescoisation came shortly after riots in Bristol, which centred on a newly opened Tesco Express in the area of Stokes Croft. A spokesman said that 160 officers were called to deal with 300 people, but despite the crowds, Tesco refused to open another checkout.
They should really have let people arrest themselves, shouldn't they?
Yeah.
Unexpected violence in the bagging area.
The scores are Jeremy and Rebecca have got 4 points, but so too have Richard and Susan.